The Alaska Federation of Natives has collected $100,000 to push for changes in subsistence management and enforcement. AFN co-chairman Albert Kukesh says regional Native corporations are the first to contribute to the war chest. The state senator from Angoon and Sea Alaska Corporation board president is one of several Alaska Native leaders cited this year for subsistence fishing violations. But he says the war chest is not a legal defense fund.
Money like that would be used for analysis, it'd be used to bring the board together, it may even be used for a statewide meeting on subsistence, we don't know yet, but it depends on how much we're able to raise and how much the thinking goes toward trying to put together a process.
Kukesh and three other people will go to trial in January for overfishing their subsistence permits near Angoon last summer. His citation helped push the Alaska Native Brotherhood and AFN to challenge state authority over traditional food gathering. The controversy has led the federal government to reevaluate how subsistence works in Alaska. Kukesh says it's been a productive few months.
I've gotten everything I wanted out of it. I wanted people to focus back on subsistence again, and for a $500 fine that I might end up paying anyway, we're going to have a whole new landscape on subsistence in Alaska. I think it'll be more to the benefit of Alaska Natives or rural Alaskans, and I think that it's going to be a good thing.
Kukesh earlier said Alaska Natives might need to file a class action lawsuit against the federal government over subsistence rights. He says that's not the current plan, since the federal government is considering changes. Kukesh spoke from the White House Tribal Nations Conference in Washington, D.C.